This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The man who authorities say stole a commercial airliner in the U.S. state of Washington worked for Horizon Air. Some asked why the plane was not locked to prevent such incidents. Brad Tilden is CEO of Horizon's parent company, Alaska Air Group.
This is aviation in America. The doors of the airplanes are not keyed like a car. There's not an ignition key like there would be in a car. The setup in aviation in America is we secure the airfield, and then we have the mindset is we have employees that are credentialed and authorized to be there.
Paul Pastor is the sheriff of the county in which all of this happened.
It was a very small two-prop plane, commuter aircraft, was stolen. The person who stole it was either doing something as a kind of a lark, or perhaps he was trying to harm himself.
Sheriff Pastor said there was no indication of a terrorist intent. Officials in Washington and in the neighboring state of Virginia are bracing for today's first anniversary of a white nationalist rally that exploded into deadly violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Whether they are spewing hatred and racism online on the nation's capital, let us speak in one voice and tell them that they are wrong.
Organizers of last year's rally in Charlottesville were not able to get permission to hold another rally there this year, but they were okay to have a similar rally here in Washington across from the White House that will be taking place later today. At last year's rally in Charlottesville, a 32-year-old counter-protester, Heather Heyer, was killed by a self-described white supremacist who rammed a car into a crowd at high speed. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is blaming Turkey's economic problems on the United States and other countries. He was responding to a drop in the value of the Turkish currency against the U.S. dollar following the imposition of both sanctions and tariffs out of Washington. Tens of thousands of protesters have gathered in Okinawa, vowing to stop the planned relocation of a U.S. military base on the southern Japanese island. AP's Charles Deledesma has our report.
Around 70,000 Okinawans have rallied against the relocation plan to move Marine Corps Air Station Futenma from a crowded neighborhood to a less populated coastal site. They believe the move would not only be an environmental debacle, but would also ignore local wishes to have the base shifted from the island entirely. The protesters held up signs saying, "New base no, and Okinawans will not give up," as they chanted slogans. The central government says the current plan is the only solution. About half of the 50,000 American troops in Japan are stationed on Okinawa. I'm Charles Duladesma.
Suicide blast in southwestern Pakistan injured at least 6 people, including 3 Chinese engineers, while unknown gunmen killed 3 policemen in a northern region bordering China. China condemned the attack on its citizens. The Chinese side has requested the relevant Pakistani departments investigate the incident, bring the perpetrators to justice, and to take further effective measures, they say, to ensure the security of Chinese institutions and citizens inside of Pakistan. The impact of the trade war between China and the United States is becoming increasingly more evident, and the public in both countries are calling for an end to it. Soybeans, the most important agricultural product is in the bilateral trade, for right now is at the forefront of the trade war. Mark Alberson is with the Soybean Association in the U.S. state of Illinois.
We really rely on our export markets. China in particular is our biggest market. If we send our soybeans anywhere else, it will cost more. And at the end of the day, farmers will end up being hurt by that.
U.S. is expected to export more than 30 million tons of soybeans to China this year, but this number is now unlikely to materialize as Chinese companies have largely stopped purchasing U.S. soybeans after an additional 25% duty took effect on July the 6th. A wildfire in the southern part of the U.S. state of California that began Monday has grown to 85 square kilometers in size as firefighters there work to keep the flames from engulfing residential areas. A man charged with deliberately starting that fire appeared in court for arraignment, but that was postponed. Meantime, in Northern California, the largest fire in the state's history is 60% contained. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.